Ain't it good to be able to be in the Lord's house on a day like today? Thanking Him and praising Him for all that He's done for us. Never could thank Him enough for the blessings and the benefits that He's blessed us with. I appreciate the song service this morning. Wonderful songs that the church is singing, and these children. So Randy, there's a message in them for me and you if we'd just listen. I want you to pray. I feel awful weak this morning. I've had a sinus infection. I took something last night to sort of dry it up. I'm awful jittery. Seemed like this morning. I just feel weak. For some reason, I don't know. But I know through the Lord, all things is possible. So I'm just going to trust Him. It's all I can do. It's all I got. He don't come on the scene, well, you ain't gonna hear nothing out of me. But just make a mess. I'm gonna read some very familiar scripture this morning. Lord's laid it on her heart. A couple of weeks ago, I guess. I don't know what I'll get and how far I'll get with it, but it's very, very familiar scripture. If you'll turn to the book of Jude, one chapter, book of Jude. Just reading a thought come to us and we turned over to the scripture and was reading it, and Lord got to dealing with us on some stuff, and I just hope and I pray that I can get where I need to get and get Earl out of the way and let the Lord come on the scene and preach the message. I'd love to be able to preach what the Lord showed me. When I read this, and if I get on some things that the Lord showed me, you'll understand why I'm talking about the song service this morning. Goes right along with this, that it's on my heart. Starting in the first verse, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should continue, that you should earnestly continue for the faith which was delivered unto the saints. And that's far as we're going. Three verses, but there's a lot in them verses, and I want you to pray this morning that we could get where we need to get, and thoughts would come to us. The Lord will have to send them if we'd get them, but you just pray. And if I had a text or a thought maybe to try to stay around this morning, it would be the common salvation. A common salvation. And you can go to the dictionary and you can read the definition of common, and there's a lot of different definitions of being common today and there, if you'll study it. And I thought about equal, one with another this morning, and if you'll have it, that's why Jesus came into the world. If you'll have it this morning, to bring a common salvation, that it might be available for every human being that's ever been born in this world. Amen. I'm glad today we have a common salvation. You ain't got more than I got. You ain't got nothing different than I got. We all got the same salvation this morning. Were you a king, or were you a prince, or were you just a common layman? It's all, praise God, the same this morning. Thank God we've got something, church, and we don't realize just how what we have got and what the Lord give us this morning. Amen. It was a time, if you'll have it, listen, I thought, I don't know where I'll back up or not, but listen, Jude said, a servant of Jesus Christ, the greatest title you can hold in this world is be a servant. Amen. It don't sound good to this old man. No, it don't sound good to this old fleshly man, because he looks at it as being right on the bottom, serving somebody else and doing what they want you to do. And in this man, none of us want to be a servant to somebody else. But according to the scriptures, it's the greatest job you can have. Read it and see if I ain't telling you the truth. Any of you want to be great? Let him be a servant. Any of you want to be chief? In other words, let him be a servant. Yeah, God looks at it as the greatest job they are. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ became a servant to the whole world, where you'll have it or not. He took off his robe and laid it down and washed his brother's feet. Huh? He come to serve, not to be served. Amen. And he done his job. He carried it out to John the Tittle. He come to do the will of the Father, not his own. Whatever the Father said, do, that's what Christ come to do. He was a servant to the whole world. It took his life and him giving it freely to redeem me and you from our fallen state. Amen. And he was willing to do it said and preserved in Jesus Christ. What? I'm preserved in Jesus Christ. I ain't even going to go bad. Praise God. The seal ain't going to be broken where it'll run. It's been sealed, preserved. Kept by the power of God. All that my Heavenly Father's given me, I've lost none. Amen. Ain't you glad? Praise God. We kept by the power of God Almighty.
These women can stuff and they put it up. There's a process in canning. It has to be done right if it seals. Yeah. Can you a bunch of green beans or whatever? And you, how do you get through canning them? You set them out in the kitchen or counter and you listen for that seal go pop. You know, when it goes pop, it's sealed and it won't run. Praise God, it'll stay good forever. Yes, sir. He brought us something. His birth, praise God, means something to me and you. That's why he come into this world. Amen. Amen. God give his only begotten Son, to whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God so loved the world. Said mercy unto you. Huh? What has he showed me and you? Mercy when we didn't deserve it. If we got justice, we'd be in hell today for our sorry ways. But God's mercy has kept me and you out of that place. Yes, sir. Ain't you glad of it? Listen. Mercy unto you and peace. What was they singing about today? About God's peace and the peace we can have in Him? You ain't got no peace unless you got the love of the Lord in your heart. You don't know what peace is. Till you get the Lord and He can calm the storm. Hey man, we're just in a storm till He gets in. He can say, peace be still. And the old seas obeyed his command. Yeah. Ain't that what he done in your life? If he hadn't, praise God, right here's a good place he can come. Come to him and see if he can't. Amen. He can calm the storm of our life. Peace. Peace like a river. Wonderful peace coming down. What? And love. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied. Ain't he done it? Yes, he has. That's why he come and suffered, Robert, for me and you, because he loved me and you when we wasn't lovable. Y'all ever watch these Hallmark movies? Comes on TV every day. Yeah, I sit and watch some of them. Some of them I don't care nothing about. Some of them, it's interesting. Well, the Lord give me something off of one of them movies the other night, and I'm going to give it to you. You've seen these movies they make, and some of them's a king and some of them's princes. Royalty. High up. And they ain't supposed to have no dealings with a common little common girl. If he's a prince, then the king and the queen say, you're not going to marry no common girl. Yeah. You can forget about it. Yeah. We already got one hand picked for you. That's who you're going to marry. That's in royalty. Huh? Ain't that just like the Jews done? They thought they was royalty, praise God, and they was higher than everybody else and counted you as dogs and heathens. Thought the king was going to come sit on a throne, big royal throne, reign and all this and that, and just promote them for their highway of the living. He didn't do that. You know what he come with? A common salvation. You know what happened on most of them movies? I'm going to tell you what. Same thing that happened to me and you. What happened? Love prevailed. Love prevailed. Amen. Them princes or kings, they get fall in love with a little girl, common girl, and you'll think they ain't going to marry them and they ain't going to become part of the family. But you wait till the dirt of the end and you'll find out that love prevails over it all. They wanted him to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to sit on their throne and look down on the common folks and not have a thing in the world to do with them. Huh? Yeah, they was God's chosen people. Come to his own, and his own received them not. But as many as he did, they became the sons of God. They was some good ones. They was some that was looking for common salvation. What they're looking for. Yes, sir. They knowed they wasn't satisfied. Knowed they wasn't right. Amen. Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker's God. What do you think he's looking for? He's looking for the church. Praise God. A foundation that no man could lay. But Jesus Christ laid that foundation. He said, take heed how you build thereupon.
Amen.
I seen one other night. King said to his boy, we done got you a girl picked out. You're going to marry her, and you might as well go in there and announce it tonight. You're going to take her as your bride. Before you can become king, you got to be married and have a wife. Well, I'll say this. That's exactly what it takes for me and you to become part of the kingdom of heaven. We have to take him in holy matrimony and marry him. What? We're married to him. Read the book and see if we ain't. And love's what brought us together. We did not deserve it. We're common folk. Amen. We just common folk. Did not deserve, praise God, to be royalty. But I'm royalty today. Amen. Through the wedding, thank God, I became royalty. Sitting on, around the throne with him this morning. You crazy. Well, I may be, but I'll just stay that way. Read the book of Ruth. If you don't believe what I'm talking about. A little Gentile girl. Didn't have no way in. Couldn't get in. Till things happened like they happened. First kinsman wouldn't take her and marry her. First covenant couldn't do it. The Jews would not take the Gentiles and say, come on in and make yourself at home. Wouldn't do it, Randy. But the second one did. Amen. The second kinsman, praise God, said, I don't care what they say and what they say about me. Praise God, I love that girl, and she's going to be my wife. I'll take her. And that's exactly what he done. Christ Jesus didn't matter with him. He come in this world to give his life for the sins of the whole world, not part of the world, but for the whole world. And through him, thank God, we got the plan of coming salvation. And it reaches everybody. If you lost today, it's your own fault. Because it's been sent down from God Almighty to you. You just got to accept it. No other name under heaven whereby a man can be saved except through the name of Jesus Christ. Ruth didn't understand all that she had received when she married Boaz. Yes, she did. You know what happened? She brought Naomi back into the Israel, or you'll have it or not. Because in that day, you was in Israel by the man's name. Her husband was dead. Her two sons was dead. She had no way to get back in. No way to get back in. We had no other way except through Jesus Christ our Lord. And he knowed it. God knowed it. God sent him here to bring the plan of common salvation to me and you. Amen. And when that little boy was born to Ruth, amen, it brought Naomi back into the fold. Yeah. It takes a death. A resurrection. Exactly what Christ done. He died on the rugged cross because of sin. Amen. You say, well, he didn't sin. I didn't say he sinned. But he died on the cross for sin, mine and your sins. He carried them to the cross, nailed them to it. He wasn't guilty. No, sir. No, sir. But me and you was. Amen. And it took his death, praise God, to reconcile me and you back to the Father. And it took his resurrection to bring life.
That's right.
When he was raised the third day, he brought life to the church. Amen. She's been alive forevermore. Amen. He's married to her. Amen. We belong to him. We're not our own anymore. And thank God, I got royal blood flowing through my veins. Or you'll have it or not. I was a common person, you was too. Especially the old Gentiles. They just counted as dogs and heathens and aliens and everything else. Jews wouldn't have nothing to do with them. They sure wasn't going to make them equal to them. But my God did. He withdrew from them and left them without. That tamed olive vine, the branches was cut off, praise God, through unbelief, and he brought in the according to nature the wild, and drafted it in to the vine. I'm part of the vine today. You are too if you've been saved. You know what brought them two together the other night in that movie? He is willing to rebel against his own daddy, against the throne, for that little girl that he loved. Willing to do it. Even give up his throneship for her. Because of the love that he had for her. That's why Christ came into this world and died for me and you, for the love that he had for me and you. He's willing to give his life, suffer all that he suffered, hung on the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Amen. And married me and you and brought us into the kingdom. Amen. Amen. And we are royal kinship with him. Yes, sir. Royal blood through and flowing through our veins. Amen. I ain't talking about this old natural man. He just as down for hell as he'd ever be. Amen. But listen, this one in here, praise God, has been born of the Spirit from above. Yeah. Amen. He'll never die. Has eternal life. I seen one the other night. His daddy was pitching a fit because he's going to marry a common girl. He finally got his eyes opened and realized that his son loved this girl and was willing to give up his throne for her. That's what Christ done. He didn't care what the Jews said about him. Well, just common salvation is what he brought to everyone that would believe upon his name. Amen. To the saving of their soul. He didn't care what everybody thought. If he had, he would never come. Amen. He didn't care. But he loved the church enough, praise God, to become, to die for, give his life for it. It through him, we can have life and have it more abundantly. Most of them movies, you know how they wind up. They wind up marrying the prince or the king or whoever who he is. They work all everything out and they become his bride. That little old common girl, yeah, becomes the king's or the prince's bride. That's exactly what happened to me and you, Randy Jackson. We was nothing common, but thank God through his marriage, we're royalty. What a plan. What a plan of salvation that the Lord brought. He's the only one that could. And he was willing to do it. They searched for it. All through the Old Testament and everywhere else. All ages of time searching for somebody. Heaven was searched. Earth was searched. Beneath the earth was searched and found no man worthy to come and take the book and loose the seals thereon. But he said, Father, I'll go. I'll go pay their sin debt. I'm going to go, if you'll have it, I'm going to go purchase my bride. Huh? That's what he done, wasn't it? Loved us enough to give his life. Beloved, when we give all diligence to write unto you of the common
salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Yeah. Common salvation made us all equal in God's eyes. Were we royalty or were we the lowest on the totem pole? He brought down the high and brought up the low and leveled it to plain at the cross. While we stand, sing a verse of song. This morning, don't know your heart, don't know where you're at. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming to this world to die for mine and your sins. And he's pleading and begging you this morning to come. If you're here lost and don't know him, he's begging you, pleading with you through the Holy Spirit to come and take his hand in holy matrimony. Be married to him. We are. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. He'll make a covenant with you for eternity if you'll come this morning while we sing a verse of a song. Brother Randy comes out.